Hello, Northeast Nebraska Catholics. Welcome back to the Shepherd's Voice podcast. It is Ash Wednesday today as we're recording this episode. I am with a special guest today, the usual special guest, the Most Reverend George J. Lucas, Archbishop of Omaha. How are you today, Archbishop?
Good, Jimmy. Doing fine. Ready to get going with Lent.
Exactly. As I said, today is Ash Wednesday. And I guess we'll start with the book of Joel. God mentions to his people to return to him, rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God, for gracious and merciful is he. And then in the second reading, Paul exhorts the people of Corinth, which I believe is how the Corinthians came about, right?
It's Corinth. And the Corinthians live there.
Yes. Okay. And then in Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells us to pray, give alms, and fast without fanfare. With these readings as our guide, what are these next 40 days about, Archbishop?
It's a yearly invitation in the church, the season of Lent, to look into our hearts and to kind of take stock of the ways that our hearts are directed towards God and his saving plan for us, and then to also notice the things that maybe are not of God that don't lead us to be faithful disciples of Jesus, and to begin to sort that out. As the prophet Joel reminds us, it's primarily a work of the heart. So it's easy to kind of get into a question of what am I going to do for Lent and what are my practices going to be. We'll talk a little bit more about that because those are also also good. But the Lord is speaking to us in our hearts and inviting us to give up our sinful ways and to come back to him. We can look at it really as a preparation for Easter, these days of Lent. And for those of us who are already baptized, when we celebrate the Easter feast, which is the biggest feast day of the church calendar, we're going to be invited to renew our baptismal profession of faith. And we want to be able to do that wholeheartedly, to allow ourselves to be claimed once again by our risen Lord, his holy people, which he presents as a pleasing offering to our Heavenly Father. We want to be part of all of that. And I think we have to admit that since last Easter, we haven't been as faithful as we might. We haven't been as wholehearted in our in our prayerfulness, in our love of neighbor, as we might be. So it's an opportunity during Lent to kind of get back in shape as a disciple of Jesus Christ and as someone who has been given life in him through the power of baptism.
Amen. I feel like it's easy to ritualize Lent, like, oh, I could be giving up chocolate, or I could be giving up, you know, my favorite alcoholic drink or something like that. But, you know, everyone wants to find a meaning and purpose to what Lent is really about. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but I think Jesus is looking for more than just a ritual. You know, he wants us to be going in his direction, you know, and sharing his glory. And, but ultimately, I think he wants our hearts. So how can we avoid ritualizing Lent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good question. We don't want to just be doing something, sort of checking off a box to say that we've done something for Lent. But at the same time, it's good to think, how is this going to be different? Mm-hmm. What are we hoping to experience? So I think right off the bat here on Ash Wednesday, it's good to think, Lent really isn't my project. This is God's project that I'm being invited into for my salvation and for the life of the world. So God never just asks us to jump through hoops or to go through practices which might be actually good for us, and you know, in human terms, or maybe good for the people around us. So if it's good on that level, it's good. There's no problem with it. But as we've already said, this is an invitation that touches us at the level of the heart. And so if any of the practices in which we're involved, which the church encourages, are designed to help us be more wholehearted in our following of Jesus, which means we follow him in self-denial, we follow him in prayer, we follow him in charity, in love of neighbor, And that has to be externalized. So we're not just thinking about nice thoughts or having a warm heart for people that know, but that they never know about. But from the grace that touches us in our heart, the grace of that comes from Jesus' death and resurrection, we're invited then to act in a way that's consistent with what it means to be someone redeemed by Jesus, someone who's a follower of his.
The message running throughout is a call to conversion and discipleship. Conversion and discipleship are two themes that enrich Journey of Faith. And your goal that all parishes become missional communities. So talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it all harmonizes as it turns out. You know, the Journey of Faith, which we're involved in all our parishes, have been for a year or so now, and it continues. It's not something apart from the invitation of Jesus, which we hear in a variety of ways throughout the liturgical year. So we hear it in a very powerful way during the season of Lent. The Lord invites us to recognize that we are in need of healing, and that we're not that things are not just all set for us as we're experiencing it now. So no matter where we are on our own journey of faith, where our parishes are, the Lord is calling us to more, and that more is a we understand in our faith is a process of conversion. So it's leaving some things behind, letting go of some things that are holding us back, or maybe revving ourselves up a little with the help of grace to be a little more dedicated to living and preaching the gospel. I think that what we're being asked to experience all across the Archdiocese is this process of conversion. My hope is that this Lent, as we understand a little bit more about what the journey of faith is asking of us and also what it's offering us, that we might enter into this season a little bit more thoughtfully, prayerfully, and find more benefit during these weeks than we may have experienced in the past.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Readings for the second half of Lent are taken from the Gospel of John. It's kind of a crash course, in the life of Jesus. And Christ is presented as the healer and life giver. How do we apply these messages to daily life, especially during these 40 days of Lent? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as you said, the first half of the season, the daily readings all through the season are reminders that we have sinned, that we're broken and suffering because of the effects of sin, either original sin, our own sins, both usually together, and the invitation is to turn away from that and to turn to the Lord for healing. We're not really going to be able to do that effectively if we don't know who Jesus is, mm-hmm. and if we don't really take the time to become reacquainted with him as our Savior, our brother. Also, at the same time, now we meet him in the church as the risen Son of God. So there is a mystery that runs all through what we're doing during the season of Lent, and it kind of comes to its climax in Holy Week and Easter, that we call it the Paschal Mystery. Mm-hmm. It's the mystery of experiencing the brokenness of sin, repenting to the extent that we are able with the help of God's grace, and then turning away from sin and towards Jesus and all right. embracing him as our crucified and risen Lord. So we know both things about him. Mm-hmm. Jesus conquered sin through the power of the cross. He entered into the evil of sin and its effects as he endured the crucifixion, but he's not dead now. He's risen from the dead, and through the power of his resurrection, he's able to offer us in the church through the sacraments, through our life together, offer us healing and a new life. So the purpose of Lent is not only to give up things, mm-hmm. so we give up what might be weighing us down or what might be leading us into sin or right. too much self-indulgence, but then we allow ourselves to be filled up with the mystery, with the power of the risen Jesus.
Most definitely.
And our pastoral vision in the Archdiocese, and really what the Journey of Faith is trying to encourage, is that we have each of us a deeper encounter mm-hmm. with the risen Lord in our life together in the church, and not just in our imagination, but in our experience in the church, in the sacraments, in our prayer, in our works of mercy together. So we want to as I said, sort of weed out or let go of the things that were that maybe preoccupy us,
yes,
that are less than that powerful experience of life in the risen Christ.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many people that seek just a very personal encounter with the risen Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what we're made for. And I think mm-hmm. Whenever we do listening sessions on any topic, but we did it about our pastoral vision some years ago, people express in a variety of beautiful ways that they're hoping for a deeper relationship with the Lord. We're mm-hmm. convinced that that's what the Lord wants also.
Right,
so,
exactly.
So it's great consolation to know we're on the same page. We're really made for it. It was really the purpose of his coming among us, sent by the Father, his carrying the cross, his crucifixion, and his resurrection, so that in our time now, we might have the experience of being saved by him mm-hmm. and the experience of a relationship with him.
Amen. Live, learn together. That's fun to say. It returns again this year. There was a very big number of people in the Archdiocese who participated last year and are once again doing it this year. Small faith communities, you know, small groups, they're powerful. Tell me more about small faith communities.
Yeah, in a time when a lot of statistics show us diminishment in mm-hmm. in the church, the small group experience is something that we're finding to get some traction, we might mm-hmm. say, and to engage those who are already active in the faith, but as well as those who may not be so active in the Catholic faith, or maybe they're not even connected to the Catholic faith right. in a particular way. So as we start Lent, I want to say thanks to all those who are serving as small group leaders mm-hmm. for Live Lent Together in our parishes. The experiences that people told me about last year were just really beautiful and powerful, and I'm so grateful to those who are accepting the role of being leaders, and then grateful to all who have signed up to be part of the small groups. There's an opportunity this Lent to focus on the Eucharist. Listeners may know that the bishops of the U.S. are encouraging us in a Eucharistic revival over several years. We're right in the middle of that. So here again, harmonizes very well with what we're doing on our journey of faith. And since we're going to be bringing people together for faith sharing and prayer for these weeks of Lent, we thought focus on the Eucharist would really be good and helpful. Some groups will be using other materials, so in some ways, it's the beauty of this experience is the being together, mm-hmm. Looking reflectively at some aspect of our faith, praying, mm-hmm. Praying together. We're not asking people to be part of these groups for the rest of their lives, but for the weeks of Lent, what we have found though is in a number of places the groups have continued to meet on and off throughout the year because they have such a good good experience together. So it's been the nature of the church from the very beginning that the Lord calls us to an experience of life in Him, but He doesn't call us as individuals only. Each of us has a very unique and personal relationship with the Lord, but it's always in the context of the community mm-hmm. of believers. And the two aspects of discipleship, the opportunity to be with Jesus and to experience His presence more deeply, that's we find that in these small group experiences. And while Jesus offers us that, He's also asking something of us, and that is that we'd be willing to share our faith with others, which happens, I think, very naturally and mm-hmm. beautifully in a non-threatening way in these Live Lent Together groups. So we have the experience of the leaders inviting people to participate, and those who receive the invitation have the experience of being noticed and being invited to be part of something, and that just that beginning, of inviting and being invited and accepting, that's already something good, just as the groups are starting to meet. I'll look forward to hearing about the experience in Live Lent Together again this year, but everybody who's participating in the groups has my thanks and also the promise of my prayers during the Lenten season.
As everyone hopefully is getting their ashes today, can you just explain very briefly, the two different, or I forget, is it two or three different ways of giving ashes? Can you explain that a little bit more?
There are two possible exhortations, that the person who's giving the ashes could say. The more traditional one encourages us to remember that we're dust, mm-hmm. and to dust we'll return. The point is, it means a number of different things, but the life in this world is limited. And as the scriptures tell us today, this is the time, this is the acceptable time to begin to think more seriously about what it means to live a life of faith and to have life in Christ. The other exhortation is reminds us of what we were talking about before with the readings of the season. So it's the encouragement to repent and to believe in the gospel. So to give up, be sorry for and give up our sinful practices, but then instead of that, put our faith, put our attention, our confidence in the gospel, in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
Most definitely. Well, thank you for joining me today on this Ash Wednesday. Could you give us a priestly blessing?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of this holy season of Lent. We ask that through the power of your grace, we might experience the presence of your Son crucified and risen with us these days, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, might follow him faithfully and proclaim him joyfully. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain. Blessed Lent to everyone.